I know. Why the fuck do I have a podcast network? You know, why the fuck are we managing it here at the Post It Up Studios if Kyle Bowen is not even watching the game? And I know, Trevor, if you wanna fire me, yo, it's like what's best for the organization. I get it. You know? It is what it is. I know. We're talking about the Stanley Cup Finals, right? We're talking about still hosting, co-hosting Silky and Filthy. I still got another game. It's puck talking bullshit, not just bullshit. I'm sorry, man.
You know what, Kyle? I don't blame you one bit. And you know why? Because deep down inside, that big heart of yours, you're just a Canucks fan, man. That heart bleeds blue and green.
Yeah, fuck the rest.
You're disappointed.
Nah.
The Canucks aren't in the dance, and you can't get into it.
It's not the disappointment. I just can't get into it. Like, I wasn't disappointed at all. I just don't care for the enjoyment of the rest of these teams and these cities. You know, it's the boys from the city, the West Coast, the best coast, couldn't get it done, and I'm tuned the fuck out. It's all good though. Hey, I got this book. It's called so ridiculous, right? It's called Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, okay? And the one thing that I had to fucking get this book for, right? Because it says it's a breakthrough program for those who, you know, have a lack of focus, okay? Because like I said it before, Kyle Bowen, KyleBhawan, manager of a podcast network, you know, one that we got 10,000 downloads last month, right? We just,
Shout out.
We just had this dude, The guy at the top, you know, take a step back. And again, Trevor, you can say it. I know it's 2020, okay? I know it's 2020, but if you wanna fire me, go ahead. I'll be out of your way, Trevor.
Hey, Kyle, how can I fire the guy who had the best performing shows on our network during the Canucks postseason run? Yeah, like we saw enough team effort, place, but sipping on a 40. Went to the next level in the postseason. You guys did a great fucking job of it. So I'm not canning you. I don't blame you for being out of the playoffs. In fact, one of the main questions I want to ask you on Silky and Filthy. Oh, we may as well start the fucking episode, actually. I'll ask you. Oh, play the fucking song. Okay, we'll get there. We'll get there.
The song. Welcome to another episode of Silky and Filthy.
Welcome, all you silky studs, to another episode of Silky and Filthy. I'm Trevor Beggs. He is Kyle Bowen. And even though he's tuned out of hockey, you can't blame him for it because he's been killing it for us on the Nux Misconduct Network. Kyle, how the fuck's it going, man? How have you been doing in your post-hockey life?
Post-hockey life is doing great. It's doing great, man. We're having conversations. We're still having conversations. Yes, on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast on the other network. And I've just been, you know, reading more and taking more naps. You know what? I thought about it, though, right? This can't go on forever. And I was telling myself, like, yo, I could do this for, like, 4 or 5 weeks right now. You know, we just banged out 1 million episodes on the other network. We did a good job. The work isn't done, you know. We haven't reaped the benefits just yet. But you know what? I could take, you know, some time off here. Dude, I can't just be taking naps for the next 5 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Dog, there's work to be done. Hey, by the end of this week, I already know I'll be back, minus the coffee, so it's going to be hard. Well, why does life do that sometimes, man? That's crazy.
No, crazy. I think you can do it, but before you give yourself too much of a hard time, I know I keep pumping your tires here. You better come at me on this episode for some reason.
This is why we're never going to make it, because we never go at each other. You got to give me a jab one time, bro. I'm joking. One love.
I'm sure it'll come later when we get to some of the Canucks questions I got for you. But, you know, I look back to Chris Faber. He was on one of the episodes of Sipping on a 40 during the playoffs. He's a big fan of naps. Ooh. So I don't think you feel too bad about naps. That being said, Faber's staying up watching. He's staying up all night watching the Canucks prospects. So if you're not doing that, I don't know if I can excuse
you. There you go. You know what? When you see things like that, that puts an end to the streak of naps, okay? Since you just said that, and it's a reminder, we had Faber on Sipping on a 40. This guy was hustling like nobody else. And, bro, he's not taking the off season off. Yo, the naps end now, and it's thanks to Chris Faber, okay? It's all the thanks. Yes, all the thanks to Chris Faber, yo. The naps end now. I'm staying up till 4 in the morning today, yo. Straight up. That's a lie.
Maybe you can hop on board with Faber and, you know, Rob, a.k.a. Canucks Abby fan, too. Just stay up, watch the prospect games, man. That'll be a way to get you up in the morning. Ooh, watch a little pod, just, or yo, just bro, watch Paul Colson.
Bro,
just watch Paul Colson.
I know what happened. I know what happened. Holy shit. This is when you know Nux misconduct is taking steps. Steps, okay? Steps. Ever since, I don't know if this is true or not, but ever since Rick Dhaliwal gave our guy, Fan to Abby, Rob, the shout out. Nobody covers the Canucks overseas like our guy on Nux misconduct. I don't think Faber has slept. I don't think Faber has slept. Yeah,
that was a little fire into the ass, eh? Holy shit.
Faber's
been working hard, and he did not get the shout out from Dhaliwal there. Although I'm sure Dhaliwal loves Faber. You know, Faber's been in that TSN studio.
Hey man, if you're listening to this, hey. That's our boy Rob, eh? Hey, Faber, do better then, yeah, okay?
Don't forget about Rob. Rob is a fiend, man. He's just, you know, he's living the dream. He's loving life. And,
yeah, I love it.
Doing a great job covering Canucks prospects.
He's so humble. I was trying to get him to, you know, boast about himself, but he pretty much just rested on the fact that, you know, he's just living the dream as a retired man. It's no big deal, you know? But it's cool. That's another way to get to the dream.
He's a humble Canadian lad, okay? Oh, you know, okay. We talk about these awesome Canadians. You know, shout out Meanwhile in Canada. But, you know, honestly, you look at some of the games that Rob's covering, the Canucks prospect games, you could argue that they're potentially more interesting than the conference finals and the potential Stanley Cup final right now. You talked about the top of falling in love with hockey, and I know I kind of mentioned it's probably because of the Canucks, but does this not seem like a bit of a dud of a Stanley Cup final that's coming up? There just doesn't seem to be the same hype around it. I don't know if it's the bubble, but I think it has something to do with the Dallas Stars and New York Islanders being A, smaller market teams, though Dallas is on the fringe, but B, more the fact that they just don't play exciting hockey. They're not known for playing exciting hockey. They're not marquee tickets right now. And even Tampa, they're like a quiet giant. You know, everyone in the NHL knows they're good, but they don't have that recognition outside of the NHL.
Come on. Okay, if, you know, I call it the NHL a lot, okay, if they branded their players better, blah, blah, blah. Yo, if the players branded themselves better, then maybe, just maybe, there would be more hype around a potential matchup from, you know, Matthew Barzal against Miro Heiskanen, okay? Real talk, because those are stars. You could say Miro Heiskanen is what? He's definitely been a top 10 player in this run over here, for sure, 100%. He's arguably the best defenseman in the playoffs. Victor Hedman, you're there too. If the stars are there, I just don't want to see that excuse, you know? I don't want to see that excuse. You know, small market, some of the bigger names have been knocked out. No, man. There's some big names still here. If Tampa makes it, it's Kucherov. Stamkos is coming back. Hedman, Braden Point. They're stars. Sagan, Ben, didn't really mention them. I know. This league is just stacked with fucking studs now. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you forget. There's stars there. Well, what can the league do? I don't know, man. They got to give more leash on these guys. It's a damn shame that, you know, these teams, these franchises, you know, haven't, you know, by committee allowed their players to express themselves, not even talking about a vlog, not even talking about podcast appearances, not talking about going online on your apps, just by the way they dress. You know what I'm saying? They weren't even allowed to do that. They were given permission, but most of these teams were like, yo, fuck that. Wear this golfing polo. All this shit. Just little things like that, bro. It's not a surprise.
Yeah, the league definitely needs to do a better job. And, you know, we don't want to sound pretentious. Don't want to get into it, but we did hear rumblings that there was players who wanted to do more in the bubble in terms of, you know, media and vlogs who were shut down. So
the league is still
having their stamp on that right now.
I know it's stupid. If it's not the league, it's the culture that's been set. Obviously, you know, it's just, that's not what hockey players do. But the funny thing is, I feel as if when a better player does it, one that would garner more notoriety via a vlog, they'll care. But I've seen, I think a couple players actually have uploaded YouTube videos, but they're just kind of like some fourth liners and whatnot, you know?
It was like Marcus Foligno of the Minnesota Wild got a bit. And I remember that. And I was so like,
what's going on?
Fuck?
It's cool.
Why are you muting the stars? Like, that's just fucking ridiculous.
It's so stupid. It makes no sense. It's backwards. They just, You know, I don't even know. How much confrontation could you build in Edmonton in a hotel?
Stupid. You know, it'd be like a reality show, man. You know, like Love and Hip Hop, but fucking hockey and scraps, who knows, man.
It's stupid, man. It's stupid. It's not fair to the teams, too. And, you know, us calling Dallas a small market and the island a small market. Yeah. I get it. It's you know, if we just keep saying that, that's always going to be said. They're never going to be big markets compared to – they're never going to be big markets compared to these bigger cities, these bigger hubs. I don't know. It's stupid, man. It's stupid. And this is coming from someone who's tuned out. Is it the NHL's fault that I've tuned out? No. It's not at all, bro. I'm blaming myself. I'm blaming myself for that one. But in some case, I guess for even some other casual or hardcore hockey fans, they've tuned out as well.
Yeah, exactly. I do wonder sometimes, you know, again, Nuk's Wisconic Network, we cater to a largely Canuck audience. Although I think we do get some love outside based on those numbers too. But at the end of the day, I do a show, you know, me doing the quickie, I think about, okay, the Canucks aren't in the dance anymore. I can't just talk about the Canucks every day. But, you know, thankfully I am one of those hardcore hockey fans who doesn't tune out. So I'm still watching along and trying to get it done for the network. And I'm just a hockey fan at the end of the day. And when you're invested, you know the stories. You want to see what happens. You want to see how it plays out. And like you said, there are stars in this series.
Oh, 100%.
When I think about the broader appeal, like, are you look at some like Dallas and Tampa, are they doing better in their markets than the Cowboys and the Bucks? Like, not a fucking chance, right?
Not
I just wonder how
chance.
Much they're on the map compared to that. And I did think it was
interesting.
Oh, you know
what? That's a fabulous point, you know?
Yeah. And I did think it was interesting. Maybe you can get your thoughts on this, but I did see the Dallas Stars allowed a bunch of fans to go to the arena and they saw the overtime goal for game 5. And you know, I do feel like that's reckless in the southern states where
but it's,
corona
it's,
cases have been bad. But at the same time, I wonder, like, is this a way how you get fans into it a bit more when you have a few thousand fans there? Does that actually make a difference in raising the hype, or is it just stupid?
Hey, that's a bullshit.
I guess it's stupid. It's stupid, but is it obvious too, though? Sort of, right? Like, how surprised are you? Not really.
I'm not surprised. Not surprised in the slightest.
Not in the slightest, dude. Not in the slightest. People just, everyone, not everyone. I shouldn't say that. And again, we only see what we see, what we are shown, right? There are a lot of people still staying inside doing their thing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, a lot of things are happening on all different fronts. But those people who are just out there doing stuff like that, yeah, they're just living with no fear in their lives, and their balls are probably just fucking huge. Just huge. Don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. They just don't give a fuck. Or they don't believe it. Or they're immune to it. Or they
a lot
have
of that.
No elderly around. I don't know.
Again, I think I've said this before, but, you know, a lot of us are just getting kind of used to the virus. You know, the numbers are going up, but a lot of us, we're not slowing down. But I think we all believe that, you know, if you wear your mask, not all of us, this is a generalization, but if you wear your mask, you wash your hands, you don't touch your face, you sanitize, like, you can drastically lower your odds, right? So in that case, I do wonder if people will start going back to sporting events, because these organizations are bleeding money. I think even if the rates go up, these organizations are going to push the limits and try to get people in the door. And it'll be a battle of governments too, who obviously have a mandate to try to shut this thing down. But yeah, I do wonder if there's going to be a push as we see the NFL have thousands of fans in their stadium. Says the NHL wants to play in like 2 months' time again.
Dude, you know what? With all these numbers flying around and you know, having these teams just lose money and fuck, sometimes I forget, you know, when you're in Vancouver and you understand, yeah, the revenue sharing thing, it's a great thing for the league because some of these teams, well, a lot of these teams can't do it. They can't keep the league alive. You know, the Canadian fans and the Canadian teams have to do most of the work. Yes, most of the work to help this league out. And it's this league, man. This league, dude. They're going to do anything it takes to get fans in the building. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. I know it. I know it. When January comes and the new season is here, apparently, fans will be in the building just based on everything,
it's,
bro.
It's not just the NHL, yeah. though. It's all the fucking
Yeah, it's
going to
happen.
World.
It's going to happen.
Everyone's like, I'm talking
the
about
NHL will be the first at that.
Podcast and hearing about them trying to do it too. It's happening all over the world.
Well, if that is the case, then so fucking be it, man. People are just, yeah, I guess that's the way it is for a while here, you know? Can it, yeah. collectively speaking, it would be impossible for it to shut down. And at that point, you just kind of have to let people do their thing, right? Yo, what's going to happen? Is civil war going to start because sports fans are just, you know, going out there and just fucking playing this game, being out in the fans? Straight up, yo, straight up, man. This is something else, bro. What a life, yo. 2020 is ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous, man. Just look at this.
The funny thing is, we're talking more about what's going to happen in 2021.
Yeah.
Again, it could go on for a while, but I will say, if you're someone who really thinks that these sporting events shouldn't go on, there are certain cases in the NFL, like Las Vegas just built a new stadium worth, it's a tad under $2 billion. I think it was $1.8 billion for that stadium. They've already announced that they're not going to have fans the entire season in the NFL.
Well, Casey,
some teams already have fans in the stands.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who knows if they'll reverse it, but I think, like, again, they made that announcement after week one. They're not in wait and see mode. They just said, no, there's going to be no fans in the stands.
Oh, so they announced it. So, no fans.
Yeah. They've announced it. So, again, I do wonder in the NHL if that's even possible. You'll have to see how much money they bled this year. But,
you know,
it's crazy.
This is another great time to remember and just appreciate the fact that this league did get a CBA done, right? They extended their CBA, right? If I'm correct.
Yeah, for another 5 years, I believe.
2024, 2025. That's beautiful, because next year would have got even more messier with that just lingering, you know? Oh man. Bizarre times, man.
Yeah, and I do wonder, again, when you think of no revenue next year, will they try to limit travel? Will they try to limit games? Like, all this comes into question as well. And maybe let's get this hypothetical, man. We haven't gone down this road yet, but do you see the NHL playing their full 82 games?
No, next season.
Because they keep pressing that they want to make this happen. That's everything we've heard from the NHL. Bill Daly, in terms of even up to a couple of days ago, has been that we want to play 82 games.
Well, I said no off the top, and then I just remembered how I've already been proven wrong with this bubble thing happening, and it worked. You know, there's no leak. It worked. Now it's a different game, obviously, and there will have to be travel involved, especially if it's an 82-game schedule. These players are not just, you know, taking these trips to hotels for, like, long periods of time. It's not going to happen. Man, I'm trying to come up with a conclusion. Bro, honestly, there's no chance there's an 82-game schedule, bro. No fucking chance. Including playoffs, bro. No chance. And if that's the case, if there is no chance, there is a huge chance and probably a guarantee that fans will be allowed back in the building because, you know, if less games are on TV, less money is made down that route. Yeah, they're going to have to make money. Straight up. What's going to happen? Could you see these leagues go to a more of a subscription-based model just to survive here, maybe? I don't know. Could you see that?
Yeah, I could see the subscription. No, I don't think so. No. I take that back, because you look at the NBC. NBC's huge, and SportsCenter already got their 12-year deal, and SportsCenter are already going hard on their streaming. I'm not quite sure what NBC is doing for their streaming options, but I'm sure they have something out there. So I don't think it'll quite go down that road. But one of the things that I do want to go into the next season is if they'll change the travel or change the schedule. I think they're going to have to completely rejig the schedule, because I don't think they're going to want to have all the Western teams playing all the Eastern teams. Like, you know, in the pre-corona world, that's something that we really cared about. Like, let's see every team once a season. This sucks to go a couple years without seeing these teams.
And bro, you don't even know when the regulations will be removed from border to border. You know,
that's the other thing I was going to bring up was, will there be a Canadian division? Hence the more reason why I just already just get fucking floored up in Quebec. Just make it happen.
Yo, straight up, this is what we should relocate. Do, right? Just make a whole bunch of different cups, you know? Canada Cup, you know, the whatever cup, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not serious, though. I mean, like, the MLS is doing that right now, and they have, three fucking Canadian teams in their league?
And then figure out a way to get them all into one tournament at the end for the Stanley Cup, but a smaller amount of team, and just move it back to a bubble format, I guess. Yo, this is so bizarre. It's so bizarre. Who knows, man? Who knows? And I don't even, it's obviously worth it to talk about it because, you know, silky and filthy, puck talking bullshit. Ironically, you know, we've been talking a lot about hockey here, but there has been a lot of bullshit here too. We don't know what the fuck's going to happen, bro. We don't know anything. We don't know a goddamn thing, bro. We didn't even know this was going to happen. The bubble, once again, it's, yeah, who knows? Who knows? And it's going to happen, though, for sure, but not with 82 games. It's going to be something else. That just seems impossible. That just way too much time away from families and whatnot, because it would have to be a case where, you know, you're going on these long, even longer road trips, right? Wouldn't you say? So you just limit the traveling? You would just kind of like fly to a destination, play like 3 or 4 games there, then go to the next one? I don't know. Anything that requires less flying.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking the MLB route where you're going to play like, you know, a little mini 3-game series or anything like that.
Yeah.
But that's a possibility, right?
Yeah.
Like maybe they will limit travel. Maybe it'll be like mini playoff style, you know?
Yeah, who knows?
That's a way to limit the travel, right? And that's one of the key things.
Facts, facts.
The other thing is, again, we get put in separate divisions. Or if we go the AHL route where I was thinking, again, you know, what if they play 3 games in 3 nights, right? And I didn't really consider the whole MLB
comparison. Not going to happen.
Series, but
3 games and 3 nights in the NHL, it's not fucking worth it. The players, the bodies, it's a different game, bro. That's not going to work in the 2020 player empowerment era. No chance, no chance.
Yeah, you're probably right. But it's interesting to think, you know, the AHL is, you know, it's obviously a league lower, but it's not that much worse than the NHL. And these guys do 3 fucking games in 3 fucking nights.
Yeah.
And again, well, the NHL didn't want to test
less
that
money,
out.
Less travel,
playoffs. Ooh. But I could see them testing that out in a regular season format.
Ooh, see, that's... And then it would allow... Well, bro, you know what? Come to think of it, right? This may be our smartest episode ever. You're listening to Silky and Filthy, Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs on the Nux Misconduct Network. Make sure you go swipe whatever you got to swipe to subscribe to the network. You get 4 shows with 1 swipe, 1 tap, boom, bam. You just made your hockey life a little bit better. Yo, this has to be our smartest episode ever, for sure, because if you say something like that has to happen, right? And we don't know shit, but these teams have to play 3 games in 3 nights. I think that would allow them to carry more players and employ more players who are not going to get paid by those AHL teams, because you would have to, you know, rearrange the pot. You'd have to switch in and out players. Like there would be load management to some extent if that was the case, and it would add up to more jobs being available, I think. I don't know. I'm just on one, bro.
Yeah, I mean, like, by that strategy, you're potentially right.
Because a lot of hockey players, a lot of pro hockey...
3 games in 3 nights, there will be load management. I guarantee you that.
A lot of pro hockey players, because we have to talk about the AHL too, they're not going to... It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. There's a good chance it's not going to happen, right? No way. We're talking about no TV deals, pretty much, with the AHL. We're talking about no... It's going to be hard to keep that league alive, and if it doesn't come back, which I don't think it will for next season. Again, talking out of my ass, there's going to be a lot of pro players that need to get paid. And I think, again, like just having tougher travel and more games and more nights, a more compact schedule will allow teams to, you know, bring on more players. There should just be like a new rule and more players could get chances to play and collect the check.
Yeah, I do think the NHL probably should step in with the AHL.
Yeah.
And with their NHL subscription, you get an AHL subscription, you know, and just kind of have just prop up the AHL that way, and then hope that people who subscribe to the NHL network will
watch. Dude, but
watch
who's
the AHL.
Watching? Like, no, ways. Nobody's watching development leagues, bro. Like, people who are watching the NHL, who's doing that? Who's doing that every single game? If you're not working in the game or just writing about the team, I think those teams just benefit from the towns or like the cities that they're playing in. It's similar to the CHL feel, isn't it? Come on.
But it might inspire people in those smaller towns to just get an NHL subscription. If you think about that, there's some very hyper localized fans.
I get it.
Or big fans of AHL teams. Who, you know, maybe everyone's moving to more subscription based models in their life. Maybe there's people who will pay a couple $100 a year to just watch their AHL team all the time. It might be worth it to them.
I want to talk to the people too. Okay. I think if anything comes up with, and it probably won't, because again, these deals are already signed, but there comes a point in time where this falls with the athletes and the musicians, you know, with fans not being in the building, these industries are going to be losing a lot of money. If they do ask for a little bit more of something in addition to your, now you have to do this to watch something that you didn't have to do that for. But if it is there to be asked for, I think give it some serious thought without hating on it, because we saw what happened. I mean, okay, you can call these moments, these games, these performances, distractions, right? And we need distractions sometimes to just escape. it's also a service of entertainment, you know? Like, they're doing that for us to some extent. And I, if there was a case where it was like, okay, the Canucks need you to pay $20 a month, $15 a month to watch every single Canuck game this year, I'm paying that without hesitation and not even taking it as a burden. It's kind of just what it is.
Well, yeah, 100%. But again, the TV deals get in the way because you think we used to have pay-per-view games and all that stuff. Like, everyone who has cable now has the option to do that. I do, but again, I do wonder if people move away from cable, like, will they just go for that again? Will there be subscription-based models? And, you know, I think it would probably be a good business opportunity because you might get another chunk of the population that would sign into that.
Cool.
That being said, I don't think the NHL would allow that because I think they want people just to subscribe to the whole network.
Oh, 100%.
But it's an interesting idea.
It is. It is. That's what happens, Trevor. You know, no coffee today. I smoked one joint. Had a glass of green tea, a couple glasses of warm water. That's what happens sometimes, bro. I got this book in front of me right now, too, right? Right? We talked about it.
I got a question. So yeah. When you have one bag of green tea, do you just keep pouring hot water over it?
No.
Do you find that to be good?
No. Like, after two glasses, it's gone.
Okay. But you do pour a second glass over the tea bag.
I do pour a second glass, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
I don't know if it's out of habit or just kind of out of waste management. I don't know. I don't know why I do it. It definitely doesn't taste the same.
Management, you know, I was reading this article about, you know, the people who save the most money, what their habits are. And literally this article started in the first paragraph about a woman who would just keep reusing her tea bags all the time as a way to save money.
But at one point,
wasn't always obviously like the biggest money saver out there, yeah. But that was how the article started. I was like,
but at what point, what are you drinking? You're just drinking water. That tea leaf is done being steeped, isn't it? It's just done being absorbed. There's nothing there anymore.
Rarely, you know what? Ever since I haven't really been a tea guy except for the last 5 years. As soon as my wife and I, we started living together about 5 years ago,
yeah.
I became more of a tea guy. So I've tried it. The second, you know, cup of water over your tea bag, and it always fucking sucks. It's never the same. The second time. And in fact, it's like nowhere near as good.
It's never the same,
bro. I can't do it, man.
Trevor, I'm going to miss my naps. I'm going to miss my... No, I'm going to make more time for the reading, though. You know, finish the year strong. Finish the year fucking strong. I started the year strong, banged out so many books. You know, don't even want to say the number. You know, not trying to flex on here on Silky and Filthy. Okay, Kyle Bowen talking to you with Trevor Beggs. But I'm definitely going to end the year off with a ton of books. So I'm excited.
That's a great idea, man.
I got to figure it out while, you know, staying in touch with the Stanley Cup Finals. I don't think it's – there's no excuse. There's no excuse, okay? You skipped the whole conference championships. All right. Okay. You just skipped it. Don't give a fuck. I think I got to come back for the SCF. Real talk.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea, man. And like I said, when you're in between reading, get into the hockey world, man. This is Silky and Filthy, baby. I do want you sharp. As much as I gave you the benefit of the doubt, you do got to be fucking sharp.
I'm sorry, boss. I'm sorry. All right.
the other thing I'd say, just read the rest of the articles out on NuxMisconduct.com. Because, I mean, seriously, I want to know if I have any typos.
Right, the typos, man. That will stall you. I guess, man. Shit, the fucking typos. We gotta talk about this, man. We gotta talk about our boy Braden. Okay, I get it. Honest guy. He's an honest guy, and I respect that. But this guy's on Power of the Towel, and Nick Bondi, he asks him, right? He's like, if you were stranded on an island where there wasn't enough bandwidth for you to post and publish on both of your sites, the Canucks Way or Nux Misconduct, which blog are you choosing? And he chose Canucks Way. And he said that on a Nux Misconduct program. And as I've said it out loud live now, I love it, bro. This guy's honest. I love it. I thought I hated it, but man, I appreciate that actually, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
He stepped up to the plate and was honest about it.
Yo, the nice guy in me is, you know, this guy, he's been around for, he's done one article with us. You know, he's not really part of the
Nux. Hey, that's a bullshit.
Oh, I love it. Boss calls him out. He hasn't really been right for the, okay.
That's a bullshit.
Okay. Okay. Love it.
I meant it in the way that I understand why his allegiance is with Canuck Way. Like, he's been there a lot longer. He's done one article with us, you know.
I think he took completely it to that stepped level. Over
will,
Nick
I will
Bond.
Say this,
completely
you know, I was thinking, Brandon, a nice promotion, and
what?
You know, now I've heard about this whole Canuck way over next to Connick stuff. I might have to rethink that.
Damn, Braden, I didn't mean to throw you under the bus, bro, but I care about my brother, Nick. I care about that guy. And I feel as if, you know.
Nick and Braden are both doing a great job, though, man, honestly. Oh, wow. Nick's been solid for the network, and Braden, you know, his first article was great. It was talking about Olli Juolevi and where he's going to be on the Canucks defense next season. Because, you know, you look at that defense, how bad they've been, can they throw Olli Juolevi in there? But he's going to be cheap. It wouldn't cost a lot of cap space. So, and this might lead to a little bit of Canucks talk I was hoping to have today on Silky and Filthy. Now that you're done sipping on a 40, I know you want to get your Canucks talk in. I know you're bitter about the playoffs because of those Canucks. So I do have one Canucks question I want to ask you that we posed to some of the Canucks Wisconsin readers earlier this week.
You want to ask it or what?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, do you have it in front of you? I'm just so tuned out, bro. I'm tuned out. I thought I was about to drink.
You tuned out of me, man. What the hell?
I thought we were signaling out, you know, getting out of here. But I respect the hustle, man. I respect the hustle right now. Trevor's keeping this episode going, and I fuck with that. And now he's definitely going to ask about Thatcher Demko and Jacob Markstrom, right? That's what this guy's going to do.
Not quite.
I tried.
It's between Tyler Toffoli and Jacob Markstrom. Okay. If you're going to re-sign one, who would you re-sign?
You know, in December, I came to the studio. It was so random. It was so fucking random. But this is what the Posted Up Studios are, right? You want to make something, you go make something, right? I drive to the studio around 9:30 at night. It was Friday. No plans. Nothing going on, right? In fact, my goal was to sleep. Let's get 7 to 8. Let's get 7 to 8 hours. Tonight, let's do it. I get to the studio, though, because I'm motivated off of a Jacob Markstrom performance. And I just had to acknowledge the fact that, you know, he's here to stay. He's a good goalie. He's a great goalie. And he just slapped this whole city in the face. At one point, this dude was one of the worst goalies in the league, according to Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. We're talking about early goals, right? We're talking about bobbling pucks. No confidence, no nothing with Jacob Markstrom. But again, that one night where I just came here to record an episode, it was just an appreciation and a lot for Jacob Markstrom. And he did so much for us this season, for the city, and he also did it with a sad moment. Like, his dad passed away, you know? That's sad. That's so sad, bro. So it's heartbreaking. Out of nowhere, it's unbelievable how he was able to, you know, keep it all together in some capacity just for the city, just for the team. That being said, what Demko did, that shit knocked out Vegas. Not for the Canucks. But apparently the coach was thinking, yo, they couldn't get past Demko. Yo, Demko, those three games, man, they make you want to take a chance with having the best lineup going into next season. And that does involve Tyler Toffoli, doesn't it? Doesn't it? It does. What? This would definitely happen in Vancouver. Markstrom did everything he could. But yo, to bring it back to Bondy, right? Bring it back to Bondy. When he first came in here, he brought up like some point about how if you want to be great and you want to be important and you want to be that guy, you have to be healthy. You have to be healthy. That's a big thing too. Markstrom's been hurt a lot.
Here's the thing, though, that I would say to that, because, again, a lot of people want to throw Markstrom's injury history. Demko's had an injury history, too. This guy suffered multiple concussions as well. Ooh. He was gone for hip surgery for a long time. I mean, Demko's gone through it as well. And people who have read on Next Wisconsin know my opinion. I do believe the Canucks should be rolling with Thatcher Demko. That cap space would be better off being used on Tyler Toffoli, who really was an awesome fit in the top six, and I think it'd be that way for a couple of years down the road. But again, Jacob Markstrom, we talk about what he did. He was incredible for this team, man.
Incredible.
He was absolutely incredible.
Absolutely 10 out of 10.
It's a weird situation. I don't want to say it's so Vancouver specifically.
It is. What are you talking about? It's so Vancouver.
Yo, but so many other teams. Yo, look at the Toronto Maple Leafs, man. Frederik Andersen's been the best goalie there in a long time. And they're talking about running this guy out of town because, you know, he's not good enough in the big game or something like that. You know, he's
all I'm talking about is shit defense. I'm talking about game two in Vegas, right? After that game, Markstrom was just unbelievable, another unbelievable outerworldly game for this motherfucker. Like, he just killed it. He just killed it. But, and that's what we were used to. That was our guy. I probably made an episode of Sipping on a 40. This is the dude. Lock him up forever. He's that good. And the Canucks Game will have the, and the Canucks, I remember saying this. I said the Canucks have to sign him because it will allow them in most cases to enter hockey games with not only the best goalie, the best defenseman too, because they got Quinn Hughes and the best centerman. They may lack depth, but they would have all that aligned up. That's something that you have to keep. Boom, bam. Fast forward a couple games. Marstrom gets hurt, and Demko just does something that, yeah, it was the best three-game stretch of any goaltender this season. It was that unbelievable. It was unbelievable. It really was.
And it's not the only reason I have confidence in Demko being the guy, but it certainly helped affirm the beliefs of guys like me who have always believed in Demko. And I think Demko, again, should give people a reason to believe in general, because I think his numbers this year are a bit deceiving. I think that, you know, 3.06 goals against, that .905 save percentage, you know, people look at that and they think the average, but he was better than that this season. And he's just he's ready to be the guy, I think. And I've heard people come on me saying, Markstrom, you know, you got to go with this guy. He's the MVP.
And fair. That's so fair.
But again, you look at Markstrom injury history again, maybe it is more risky.
This guy went back.
But the fact that Markstrom is going to be 31 at the end of this year, you're going to lock up this guy long-term on a long-term deal. We got Pedersen and Hughes coming up when there's holes in the rest of the lineup. Based on that, I don't think you can pay Markstrom. I think you got to go with Demko.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ready to be the guy. He's ready.
What a time, man. This is Vancouver for you. And you know what? Just with this conversation happening, I feel back to my hockey self, because that's what happens when you talk about a goaltending controversy. You may not like the word here, but it is one in the city.
Oh, 100%. Vancouver.
It really is.
100%.
It really
it's a short-lived one. We're used to them being longer. Yeah, I mean, if they re-sign Markstrom and keep Demko, this gets elongated. And trust me, I'm okay with that. If they want to figure it out after the fact, I'm okay with that. But
Oh, man, dude. Welcome to Vancouver, man. Welcome to Vancouver, West Coast, Best Coast, Nux Misconduct Network, man. Network. That was a great episode, man. A lot of fun there, dude.
Well, I'm glad I could get you back into hockey. I do think it's gonna be a bit of a roller coaster, because you know, as we talked about in this episode, we don't know when it's gonna fucking come back.
Right,
we don't know how many games are gonna be, what it's gonna look like, any of that shit. So I'll be excited when it comes back, but you know, in the meantime, in a few weeks, just gonna enjoy being around the newborn baby a bit.
That's it right there.
Hockey starts heating back up.
That's it, Trevor. Baby's coming. Can't wait. Uncle Kyle. I'm definitely grabbing her a Packers jersey. All I'm asking for is one photo. One photo in it. And y'all
Packers
can donate it.
Packers jersey is fine, but do not put number 12 on the back.
Aaron Rodgers. Yo, how good was Aaron Rodgers last week?
Do not put
Aaron
a number 12 on the
Rodgers.
Back.
That's my guy right there, man. Honestly, I drafted Patrick Mahomes because I got him in the fourth round. Somehow, some way, he just dropped in a 12-man league where apparently I play with smart people in the fourth round. And that was great. I was like, okay, you know what? Get QB2 at the fourth round, and he's a damn good QB2. We're talking about Patty fucking Mahomes, right? Goes to the 13th round in our draft, and there's so many quarterbacks taken, right? We're talking about Carson Wentz. We're talking about that rookie in Burrow in Cincinnati,
Joe
right?
Burrow, yeah.
We're talking about Josh fucking Allen. Those guys are taken, and Aaron Rodgers is still there. And it got to my pick, and I said, yo, this is my boy. This is my guy, Aaron Rodgers. He's already sat through one draft. He's not sitting through my fucking fantasy draft. I picked him up too. And since I did, and I believe in him, especially after that week one performance, he just looked like Aaron Rodgers. Patrick Mahomes is now on the block for depth, because that's how much I believe in this.
Holy shit.
Honestly, I might as well, bro. I lost week one too, so fuck. I need some players, man. Shit.
Did you start Mahomes or Rodgers? They
of
both
course
did
I started
well.
Mahomes. No, man. Mahomes did okay. 20 points. He did his best.
Yeah, I know. But I figured you start Mahomes, but you never know, man. I know, against the Vikings defense.
It's over. It's done. Mahomes, he had one start for my franchise, and it's not because of him. It really isn't. Again, I said he did his best, and 20 points is not Mahomes' best. But the way the game panned out, that's why I'm saying he did his best. There's nothing for him to do to add onto the stats after the first half. Anyways, I know Aaron Rodgers is back. I know the Green Bay Packers are probably going to make the Super Bowl, probably going to win the Super Bowl. It just seems like that year after week one, and I'm making such a big move, already. I know it may cause tension. I know it may cause tension in the locker room, but Patrick Mahomes is not starting this week. I'm trying to trade him. Anyways, let's get out of here, man. Let's get out of here.
All I got to say is that I hope the Packers lose. I hope you trade Mahomes, and then I hope Rodgers just reverts back to old man Rodgers after that.
Motherfucker,
let's go
man.
Seahawks and Saints. Motherfuckers. The Packers in the NFC.
Hey, Braden, make sure you subscribe to the Nux Misconic Network, okay? You better subscribe to the Nux Misconic Network. He give you four shows. He has four shows with one swipe, one tap. Trevor Beggs. The Quickie, man. The Quickie still coming out every day. You get the fastest hockey show. Yes, the fastest hockey show in the planet, in the universe. All right. Give it a swipe. Give it a tap. My name, Kyle Bowen. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. Yo, that's not how we end this. Trevor, you end it.
Like Kyle said, have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. And we'll catch you clean bastards next time.
Peace. Straight.